Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The opening ceremony for the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro are getting underway at this hour. NPR's Tom Goldman is at the Olympic Stadium, where the South American nation will proudly showcase its traditions over the course of a three-hour event.
It's a warm Brazilian evening, and the open-air Maracanã Stadium is filling up with spectators. There's been a tight lid on ceremony details. Show producers say, in general, there will be a lot of classic Brazilian music, including a heavy dose of one of Brazil's most famous songs, The Girl from Ipanema. One of the ceremony's creative directors, Fernando Mira, said in an interview he hopes the upbeat ceremony will be a drug for depression in Brazil.
NPR's Tom Goldman in Rio de Janeiro. There were some reports of protests around the Olympic venue. The Olympic torch at one point had to be detoured around protesters and heavy crowds. Presidential races playing out in the battleground state of Wisconsin today, with both parties holding events. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, LaToya Dennis reports on an appearance today by Democratic vice presidential hopeful Tim Kaine.
Tim Kaine told the crowd of hundreds that they had a choice to make. He echoed President Obama at the Democratic National Convention by saying Secretary Clinton is the most qualified person ever to lead the country. Kaine then went on to blast Donald Trump.
He gives you the punchline, everybody's going to be rich. But when you ask him how, he just says, believe me. We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it, believe me. We're going to beat ISIS so fast, believe me.
Kaine says not only has Clinton talked about creating well-paying jobs, she's clear on how to do it. Donald Trump and his running mate Mike Pence are also campaigning in Wisconsin with an event in Green Bay. For NPR News, I'm LaToya Dennis in Milwaukee.
The city of Chicago released videos today of last week's police shooting of an 18-year-old suspected car thief. NPR's David Schaefer reports the fatal shots occur off camera, but three officers have been stripped of their police powers for violating department policy in discharging their weapons.
North Alley.
The body cam videos show Chicago police officers in a high-speed chase of a Jaguar convertible that had been reported stolen. These officers stop ahead of the Jaguar and get out of their vehicle as the stolen car speeds toward them. The officers open fire as the stolen car races by. The stolen car crashes head-on into another police car. Officers then chase the suspect on foot. Additional shots are heard. And there is later video of 18-year-old Paul O'Neill lying wounded and bleeding on the ground as he is handcuffed. The medical examiner says O'Neill, who was unarmed, was shot in the back. An attorney for O'Neill's family calls the videos horrific. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 191 points. This is NPR. Around 400 soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division based in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, are scheduled to deploy to Iraq as part of an effort by the military there to set up a logistics base at an airfield south of Mosul. The soldiers among a group of 560 additional troops President Obama has said he'll send to the region as part of an effort aimed at retaking the Iraqi city from Islamic State militants. Actor David Huddleston, who is known for movies The Big Lebowski and Blazing Saddles, has died. He was 85 years old. NPR's Rose Friedman reports Huddleston had a long career in both TV and movies.
David Huddleston's characters tended to stick with you.
Start talking and talk fast, you lousy bum.
He played a cranky millionaire mixed up with Jeff Bridges in The Big Lebowski.
You're a Lebowski, I'm a Lebowski. That's terrific.
And a Republican senator on The West Wing.
Max, can I count on your support to confirm my candidates?
And what do I get in exchange?
Huddleston was nominated for an Emmy for his role in The Wonder Years.
I got you a present, too.
A present that turned out to be a puppy, to the delight of his grandson. David Huddleston served in the Air Force, then studied acting on the GI Bill. He'll be remembered as an actor who delighted audiences for years. Rose Friedman, NPR News.
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says his decision not to pursue an appeal of his four-game suspension in connection with the so-called Deflategate scandal was a personal one. Four-time Super Bowl winner speaking today at Patriots training camp. Brady will be allowed to participate in team practice and preseason games, but will miss the first four regular season games. Brady was suspended for his role in the use of deflated footballs in the 2014 AFC Championship win over Indianapolis. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.